welcome to episode 31. My name is Dustin, and you're listening to Secret Grasp. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, occult, conspiracy theories, cryptids, urban legends, and other strange occurrences. You can find us on all of the major podcasting apps, and we've also got a video version of the show available on YouTube. So today I'm going to be talking about 14 mythical creatures that were found in the Bible. So let's jump right into that. First one I've got is the behemoth. So in Book of Job, chapter 40, verse 15 to 24, it says, "Behold, behemoth." I'm not entirely sure. I think there's like three different ways to pronounce this. There's like behemoth, behemoth, and all kinds of stuff. Anyways, "Behold, behemoth, which I made as I made you. He eats grass like an ox. Behold his strength in his loins, and his power in the muscles of his belly. He makes his tail stiff like a cedar, and the sinews of his thighs are knit together. His bones are tubes of bronze, and his limbs like bars of iron." So, according to Job, the behemoth was the first creation of God, an enormous creature of tremendous power. It's also been described as the primeval monster of chaos defeated by Yahweh in the beginning of the process of creation, much like Leviathan. Historians believe the behemoth could have been modeled on or even be a hyperbolic description of an elephant or a hippopotamus, basically creatures they would have seen in like northern Africa at the time, I guess. Thing that's kind of contradictory about that is that in this verse, God says that he made the behemoth, but then it's also said that he like fought it at the beginning of creation, which is weird. Like, did he make it? And it's like one of those things, like, could God create a mythical creature so strong that even he couldn't defeat it? Apparently the answer is no, because he got that guy under control. But yeah, so number two is the pit locust. So in Revelations, chapter 9, it says, "Then from the smoke came locusts on the earth, and they were given power like the power of the scorpions on the earth. They were allowed to torment them for 5 months, but not kill them. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings someone. In appearance, the locusts were like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were what looked like crowns of gold, and their faces were like human faces." So that's kind of creepy. There's like human-faced giant locusts that sting you for 5 months straight, but you're not allowed to die. You gotta keep suffering. So the 10 plagues described in the Bible include the 5 months of torment caused by pit locusts, which destroyed all edible plants in sight and were equipped with a scorpion-like stinger. One of the things that makes the locust plague truly scary is the possibility of it happening in the 21st century. So you're unlikely to run into like a behemoth or a vampire or a leviathan, but enough locusts to cover 270,000 square miles descended on Russia in 2016. So that's pretty terrifying. I can't even imagine what 270,000 square miles looks like. That's like the size of an entire city totally covered in a locust swarm. That's nuts. But fun fact, locusts, they're crazy. Next up, we got dragons. Again, in Revelation, it says, "And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. So dragons are mentioned by name several times in the Bible. They're often conflated with a number of other creatures throughout, including sea monsters. They're thought to be derived from crocodiles. Dragons appear in mythology of several ancient and medieval cultures. It's possible that early man attempted to explain the discovery of dinosaur fossils with the dragon myth. There's also numerous works depicting St. George slaying the dragon, and the Bible is a historical time capsule that kind of covers the beliefs of its day. So it actually kind of would have been more shocking if dragons didn't make an appearance, because they made an appearance in pretty much every other old book. We've got the first beast. Again, a lot of these are Revelation. This one's in Revelation. The next one's in Revelation. But it says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority." So that's another terrifying animal. The thing about 7 heads and 10 horns, I wonder how you decide what heads get the horns. I guess I don't know how you would divide that up. So yeah, this is the first beast of Revelation. Then we've got the second beast. It says, "Then I saw another beast rising out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon." So this, yeah, this dragon comes out of the earth after the first beast comes out of the sea. They don't really describe this one as well as the other monster, but apparently it's like super powerful. I imagine it's like Godzilla, but it looks like a lamb, I guess. I don't know. The second beast is most notable for credited and for creating the mark of the beast and putting it on people and directing humanity to follow the first beast. So that's kind of what his role was. Then we got vampires. There are those whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among mankind. So yeah, you might be surprised to know that there's actually vampires in the Bible, but apparently there's like at least 50 verses that either have like straight up reference to vampires or kind of like vampiric language. So some of these passages you could probably explain away by just being like metaphors or something weird. But there's a historical reference apparently between Satan drinking blood and sinning that are made clear in the Bible. So the word vampire never actually appears though. Then we've got Leviathan in Isaiah. It says, "In that day, the Lord will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, with his fierce and great mighty sword, even Leviathan, the twisted serpent, and he will kill the dragon who lives in the sea." So yeah, basically Leviathan was like a huge sea monster type thing. I think it's got like multiple heads, almost like a hydra. Then we got the Nephilim in the book of Number. It says, "And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who came from the Nephilim, and we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." So the Nephilim are like demigods in the Bible, of like the sons of God and the daughters of man. They're described as giants that once roamed the earth. In Genesis, it says, "When people began to multiply on the face of the ground and the daughters were born to them, sons of God saw that they were fair and they took wives for themselves of all that they chose. Then the Lord said, 'My spirit shall not abide in mortals forever, for they are flesh. Their days shall be 120 years. That's interesting that God capped the life of humans at 120 years, apparently, because people in the Bible used to live for like 600 years or something. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterwards. And then I'm pretty sure that they got drowned in the flood when Noah was on the ark. Next, we got Daniel's four beasts. It says, "And four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings." I guess that's kind of like a griffin or something. "Then as I looked, its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted from the ground and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. And the mind of man was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second one like a bear, was raised up on one side. It had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth, and it was told, 'Arise, devour much flesh.'" Daniel, in the book of Daniel, has this crazy vision of four beasts that apparently they represent like the four empires of the earth at the time. And creatures all come out of the sea, which is a thing. So the first beast is described as that lion-eagle hybrid. Then there's a bear. And then there's another one that's leopard-like. It's got four wings and four heads. And then there's a fourth beast that's the destroyer of the entire world. That one had 10 horns and teeth made of iron. Next up, we've got giants. So in the first book of Samuel, it says, "And there came out of the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze." So 6 cubits high. I don't know what a span is, maybe like half a cubit, but a cubit is from your elbow to tips of your fingers when your arm is stretched out. So you, however high that was, is that really that high? Yeah, that'd be pretty high. It's like at least to my ceiling. It's a pretty tall dude. Yeah, so you've probably heard of Goliath and how he got beaten in the Bible by David with the slingshot. So apparently he was an Amorite, which was a race of giants that was mentioned more than 80 times in the Bible. So biblical scholars think that the giants, that could have been anywhere from 6 to 30 feet. I don't know where they got that crazy of a range, because it just said the 6 cubits in a span right there. But yeah. But the Bible says that some of the Amorites were actually as tall as cedars, so they could be as much as 50 to 100 feet tall. You got to wonder how much you would have to eat to maintain that kind of size. But yeah. Then we got cherubim. So I mentioned that in the angels episode, how they're basically like, they're not the cute fat little babies, they're like human animal hybrids that guarded the Garden of Eden. So I pretty much covered that in the previous episode, so I won't give specific passages for that. And we've got werewolves, which is another one that you might be surprised actually made it into the Bible. But in the book of Daniel, it says, immediately the word was fulfilled against Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from among men and ate grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair grew long as eagle's feathers, and his nails were like bird's claws. So you got hair as long as eagle's feathers coming off your entire body, and then you got bird's claws for nails. Yeah, that's pretty much a werewolf. Yeah. Debatable, but yeah. Deuteronomy, there's a unicorn that supposedly appears, although it seems like it's described more as an ox, so I don't know if that counts one. Yeah, then there's a cockatrice, which I mentioned in my cryptid episode, I think. So they're mentioned 4 times in the Bible. It's basically... let's find some verses and see how they describe them. And the sucking child still play in the hole of the asp, in reference to the peace brought about by the blah, blah, blah. In the book of Isaiah, it says, they hatch cockatrice eggs and weave spider's webs. He that eateth their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Then in Jeremiah, it says, for behold, I sent serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. The cockatrice in legend, it supposedly hatches from like a regular chicken's egg, but it's a chicken egg that's like half chicken and half snake inside. One legend even says that it could only be killed if you can trick it into looking at its own reflection. So, some scholars think that it's like just an adder, which is just a snake, though. then we've got satyrs. So satyrs appear only twice in the King James translation of the Old Testament. And they're both in the book of Isaiah. Satyrs are basically those like half human, half goat or horse kind of things. I think, I think centaurs are the horse ones. So in Isaiah it says, but the wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their house should be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. And then later in Isaiah it says, the wild beasts of the desert shall also meet the wild beasts of the island, and the satyr shall cry to his fellow, and the screech of the owl shall rest there. It's kind of like, just crazy Bible gibberish about satyrs. What I find interesting about all these animals, too, is that they're described after the Great Flood for the most part. So I don't know what that means with regards to, like, Noah's Ark. Like, it's crazy to think that Noah would have had 2 cockatrices or 2 dragons on his Ark. But maybe some of these things were just tough enough to wade it out in the water for 40 days. Who knows? But, yeah, this is by no means a comprehensive list. The Bible has a lot of kinds of, like, talking animals and other stuff in it too, but it's hard to know if those animals are like an actual different species or if there's just some weird magic going on that makes regular animals talk. But yeah, that's it for our Bible mythical creatures episode. So if you like this kind of content about paranormal or mysterious topics, you'll want to check out some of my other episodes. In the future, I'm going to be talking about ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, and lots of other topics. So I'd really appreciate it if you would subscribe and come back and check out some of my future episodes, because that really will help support the podcast. But that's it for this one. So see you later. We'll be in touch soon.